Well, the we didn't try to make too close of friends right at first. The didn't have any idea how long they'd be there.
Mm-hmm.
And I know one young man that I have no idea where he was from or what his name was, but he'd only been with the company a couple of days, and we had just pulled off the side of the road and down in the ditch, and he was beside a tree.
Mm-hmm.
And the Germans spotted three artillery shells down that, right down the middle of that road.
Mm-hmm.
And he got a piece of shrapnel in his foot.
Mm-hmm.
I never saw him again.
Mm-hmm.
I asked the medic about it. Oh, he said he got $1 million. Hell, he went home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the reason we didn't make any close friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that several of the ones that went across on the Mary's, Queen Mary's, they were in the at the front long before we were.
Mm-hmm.
So I never did see any of them again.
Okay. But the ones that you kept in contact with were the ones later in your experience. And how long did you keep in contact with them, or do you still?
No, I've tried to get in contact with one or two of them, but either they're dead or said to heck with it or something like that. I do know that Raymond Mitchell over here at Cimarron, he's gone.
Mm-hmm.
He died a long time ago.
Okay.
And I'm not sure, but I think he had an aneurysm.
Okay.
And he had bought a farm north of Cimarron, and he was living on it. Now, his mother and brother lived a little ways away, but they said he had just fallen off of the stool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And of course, they had an autopsy and everything, and they said that he was just full of blood.
Mm-hmm.
So he'd evidently, the aneurysm had ruptured.
Right, yeah. Okay, so you had crossed the Rhine, gone through Germany into Austria, and then you wound up close to Italy.
Yeah.
And you said you were there 3 or 4 months?
No, it wasn't quite that long. It was, we got down there, I think, about the 1st of May, and we went back up into Germany, I suppose, about the 1st of August.
Okay.
So it had been about 3 months.
All right. And when you were there close to Italy, were you just there or were you fighting?
We were on guard at a border crossing was where we were.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I met General Eisenhower.
Oh, really? Tell me about that.
The first time I'd ever met a general officer. And I was tongue-tied. I could not say a thing. I think he thought I was the dumbest thing he ever saw. Probably I was. But that's the first time I ever met him.
And was he just there looking, or?
He was just going through.
Okay.
I don't know. He'd been looking at meeting troops and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did he know you were from Kansas?
Yeah.
Okay.
He thought these Kansas kids were just dumb as a stump.
So when you were there, you just pulled regular duty?
Yes.
Okay.
Just guard duty was all it was.
Mm-hmm.
I was, at that time, I was the cook most of the time.
Oh, okay. All right.
I was one of the, my mom had taught me to cook a long time ago.
Uh-huh.
She said, you never know when you'll need it.
And that was true.
That was true.
Okay, and what kind of things would you cook?
Stew, mostly.
Okay.
We'd get a little piece of meat, and we could go out and we could find somebody's onion patch, things like that.
Mm-hmm. And where
would you... Maybe somebody's garden.
Yeah. Where would you get the meat?
From the... what do they call it?
The butcher?
No. We'd get it from the, from our...
Oh, from the they would bring
from the army. They'd bring them food around to us.
Okay.
It was not all prepared. Mm-hmm. We had to fix it.
Right. Okay.
It might be a chicken.
Mm-hmm.
I've roasted several chickens.
Yeah. So what kind of food did you miss most?
It didn't make any difference what it was. It was just that if it was at home, we didn't have to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Mom fixed it.
Yeah.
My wife fixed it. Over there, I had to do it.
Did you have desserts?
There was always fruit.
Okay.
There was always fruit.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that I suppose that I missed the most was eggs. We just, and I still despise powdered eggs to this day.
Mm-hmm.
And they think I'm kind of odd up here. I just despise powdered eggs.
What would you have to drink?
Water, mostly.
Water, but not milk or...
If we found a cow.
Seems like you lived off the land a lot.
We lived off the land a lot after we got into Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We did a lot in France, too. We didn't ask for everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so then you went back to Germany. And what did you do then?
Well, we pulled guard duty. I was, by that time, they had moved me into service company, and I was doing clerical work.
Okay. And what would that kind, I mean, you were keeping records, or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Keeping records of things that if, when we established an office, we had to have desks, chairs, things like that. Somebody had to go out and get them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I was one of them.
Okay. And where would you get them?
From offices, from homes, any place there was.
Oh.
If we wanted it, we got it.
Hmm.
We had to keep a record of it because somebody might have to pay for it.
Right.
And I had, at one time, I had 7 German women working for me.
And what, oh, they did the?
They did the typing.
Okay.
Because I was not a typist.
Mm-hmm. Now, did they know English?
We could got to get, I could get enough German that we could get along.
Okay.
Now, I couldn't talk very fast, and they had to slow down. But, mm-hmm. yeah, we get along.
Mm-hmm. And when you went to get a desk, it might just be in someone's home?
Yep.
And you'd just go in and say, we're taking this desk?
Well, we'd just tell them that we are going to take this desk, and we'd write down what it was, how big it was, what it was made of and things like that, and they would have to sign it that we were where it was going,
mm-hmm.
and there'd be a requisition made for it. Maybe they'd get paid for it, maybe they wouldn't. I don't know.
Did any of them object?
Not very hard.
Okay.
They thought the time of objection was probably past.
Yes. Okay, anything? Okay, so then let me go back to when you were close to Italy doing the border patrol. What kind of people would be coming through that border? Was it just military?
Just military.
Okay, and you would just...
Oh, there would be people that lived there that would be going through there. That, but we'd see that they had come one way. We'd expect them to be coming back.
Mm-hmm. And so you would ask the military, and would that only be Americans, or would it be English, or...
It might be English. Because the different services did move about quite a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you would just ask them for their papers, or?
Just ask them where they were, what they were doing, where they were going.
Okay.
And if we had, usually we had something notifying us that there would be a group come through that we would expect them at a certain time or something
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm. And they came through on foot? And
no, that'd be on vehicles.
Okay. All right, so then when you went up to Germany and you were in the supply, the clerical work, how long did you stay there then? And where was this in Germany?
I was in the little town of Erlsen.
Mm-hmm. Do you know how to spell that?
I can spell it phonetically.
Okay.
A-R-O-L, Harrell Son, S-O-N.
Okay.
And that was where a service company was stationed. Now, there was A company and B company and C company were scattered around in different little towns around there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got acquainted with people over the telephone.
Mm-hmm.
I'd never meet any of them, but I got acquainted over the telephone.
Mm-hmm. You were the man to go to.
I was the man to go to.
Okay.
I was Aunt Mary.
Well, was the life of the German civilians getting back to some state of normalcy?
Yeah, it was getting back to where it was normal. I say it normal. I have no idea what normal was for them.
Mm-hmm.
But they were getting along a heck of a lot better than they had been.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing that we noticed about the time that the shooting stopped, they didn't want anybody over there want to be even close to the Russians.
Mm-hmm.
That was definitely a no-no.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you come into contact with the Russian army at all?
Yeah. Because we might give somebody from the coming into our area, might give them a place to stay or something like that. And the Russian army would come in, where is so-and-so?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we really don't know.
Mm-hmm.
We never told anybody in the Russian army where anybody was, because
mm-hmm.
they did not want to be found.
Mm-hmm.
They might be Polish, they might be Czech, they might be anything,
mm-hmm.
but they did not want to be found by Russians.
Mm-hmm. Did you just understand that you wouldn't tell the Russians where they were, or?
Well, that was just kind of a thing that came down word of mouth, that this is one thing we're not going to do.
Okay.
I don't know if we had any orders that way or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Just one thing we're not going to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so how long were you there then? And then where did you go?
That's the last place I went.
Okay.
We got up there sometime in August.
Mm-hmm.
And I left there the last part of February the following year.
Okay.
And we went by train to Bremen.
Mm-hmm.
You can't imagine the ship that they put us on. Now the ship that we went over there on was a big ship. I think there was 15,000 troops on it.
Mm-hmm.
The banana boat that they put us on to come back on, there was 1,000 of us.
Oh.
It was a little can.
Mm-hmm.
And we came right straight across in March. We came across in rough weather, sick. Oh my God, people were sick. If that would have been my only experience crossing the ocean, I would have never gone near the water again.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew that it could be good.
Mm-hmm.
That was terrible.
Were they just using any ship or boat they had to get you all home?
They were trying to get us home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And where we got I don't know how close we were to the United States, but the sun came out. We got up on deck. We shed our shirts, everything. And then when we got into New York, we were sunburned. I know that I and five or six other fellows, one of our friends he lived in New York. And he says, I'll take you around and show you the town. You got to be back, but I'll show you the town, and I think you all want to get a haircut. And not only that, but they kind of smoothed out our suntan too.
Mm-hmm.
And We all got to make a telephone call home. We couldn't talk very long, but I did get to talk to Dad and my wife, and I told them, well, I'll be home at such and such a time. Well, I don't know whether I'll quite make it exactly that or not, but pretty close.
Okay.
And I met my wife in Kansas City coming back.
Mm-hmm. Let me, before we pick you up then, when you were over in Europe, how did you get your hair cut? Or did you, they have a barber or?
Some guy would cut it for you. He didn't make it everywhere. He wasn't a barber. He just, he'd do it for you. I could keep my hair cut pretty short.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they cut it shorter than that. Mm-hmm. They just used clippers and cut it clear to cut it all off.
Okay. Just so that you wouldn't...
Well, you could wash your head with a washcloth. You wouldn't get any bugs and things like that.
Right. So, you didn't bathe regularly. I mean, that wouldn't have been possible, would it have?
If anybody got into a bunch of cooties, the whole bunch would get a shower. Now, I'll guarantee you, you would get a shower and clean clothes immediately.
Okay.
That was one thing that they would not stand for.
Mm-hmm.
And if we would go into a house and we'd come back out with lice or anything like that, or mites, we would get a bath and clean underwear and clean clothes from the skin out.
Okay. And what would the shower have been? A particular kind of...
They would set up in a barn or something, anything that was kind of out of the weather.
Mm-hmm.
And they would bring a truckload of water. And they would heat that water and you'd get that shower.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, before we come back and you're coming back home, what else do you think... what other kind of information might people want to know, or that would be important? What was your overall impression as you were coming home of the war effort, your part in it, what had happened to you, how you had changed?
Well, we were very glad it was over, of course. I know my thought was I'd like to come back here sometime later and see what things look like when people aren't shooting at me.
Mm-hmm.
I think that a lot of the fellas felt pretty much the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And whether any of them felt like that, I've been here, I've seen all I want to see, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I did go back.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I did. 50 years later.
Okay, so that would have been in 95, 96?
96, I think.
And you went back to this places?
Pretty much this itinerary of this tour that I took. We landed in Frankfurt. We went to Nuremberg. We went to Salzburg, Austria. We went through Hitler's, whatever they call that place down there in Austria.
Right.
I can't think what the name of it was now. Then we went on into Italy. We went to Florence. We went down to Rome. Now, I had never been into Italy at all.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went back up into Switzerland and back into Germany.
Okay.
The one thing that I did not get to see that I found out afterwards, I sure wished I should have, was the John Deere store in Darmstadt, Germany. I thought it was just a store.
Mm-hmm.
And I got home and was telling my son-in-law about it, and he said, no, that was the big shot, the whole thing there in Germany. Darmstadt was the headquarters.
Oh, really?
For John Deere in Germany.
Okay.
Heck, it just looked like like Dodge City.
Right. Yeah, okay.
And
so why did you want to go back?
I wanted to go back and see how much of any change mm-hmm. there was. Yes, it was cleaned up a lot. Mm-hmm. The towns, a lot of them had been rebuilt.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the big point was nobody was shooting at me.
That's true.
And I had never been to Italy, and I got to see a lot of Italy.
Mm-hmm.
I got to go through Switzerland. And I had always wanted, there were two or three places I had wanted to go on a leave when I was over there. One place was Brussels, another place was Paris. I never got to do either one. I still haven't been to Paris
mm-hmm.
or Belgium either one. But the town of Frankfurt and Nuremberg and all those towns are cleaned up, they look nice. I had one of my friends went back over there, and he was a school teacher. And he went to, I don't know whether it was the college or what, but it was in Nuremberg. And he said that they had, it was really a nice, he thought it was really a nice thing as far as he was concerned.
Mm-hmm.
He said he got a lot out of the term that he went to this school, and he said he thought it helped him a lot.
Mm-hmm. Could you recognize any of the places in Nuremberg?
Yes, of course, the city wall was there,
mm-hmm.
and I suppose it still is. I don't know, because I don't think that they would ever tear that down.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that I noticed, the trees were a lot bigger. The country had a lot of it grown up since I'd been over there.
Mm-hmm.
And there was, when I was in Salzburg, Austria, we went to some place that they had to stay that they ordinarily took their tour groups. And I told them there was a place in Austria that I would like to see. Well, I didn't know just exactly where it was, but when we were leaving, we were only about a couple of blocks from it. But they said it was not on their itinerary, and we couldn't go there. And after I got home, I was talking to the tour company about it, and I said, well, yeah, that they could vary them a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And but yeah, I would like to have seen that. It was a big auditorium, and it,
oh.
where we went to see a program of some kind while we were there.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to have seen that again.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest of the highway through Italy, through Austria, except down to Berchtesgaden,
mm-hmm.
was Hitler's place. That we now we went to see that. Now that was not changed a bit.
Okay.
And I suppose that that was something that the government would not let them change.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went on into Italy, and I got to see the Leaning Tower of Pisa. I got to see the, all the tourist spots in Rome and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And
but no Paris.
No Paris.
So did you get any leave at all when you were over there in the war, and where did you go? You said you wanted to go to Brussels and Paris, but didn't get to.
I got to go to Nancy, France one day. And that is where my family originated.
Oh.
Jake's name was on a lot of stores and things like that.
Really?
But I wished I'd have known a lot more about the family before I went over there.
Mm-hmm.
Because seeing my name all over, and little kid, we had her name on our shirt.
Yeah.
Little kids calling me by name and things like that. That was different.
Yes, yes. Okay, anything else about Europe that you can think of? If not, we'll bring you back home.
I think as far as Europe's concerned, I'm about over with it.
Well, it's not too late. You could still go back and hit Paris.
Yes, I could, but check your outfit off and I'll tell you about the trip that we did take just lately. my son-in-law, my daughter died several years ago. My son-in-law got married again the 4th of June last year. Mm-hmm. And he took his whole family to Hawaii.
Ooh.
Okay. I went and asked doctors, is it all right for me to get on that airplane? Mm-hmm. The only thing they told me is you've got to wear those hose on to keep your blood circulating.
Right.
Okay, I got them. You got to wear them all the time you're on the plane. Okay. Got along just fine. Got back home. The thing that we did coming out, we flew from Denver. Mm-hmm. And the reason we flew from Denver was because that many people, it was going to cost $15,000 mm-hmm. more if we flew from Wichita.
Yeah, makes sense.
So we flew from Denver. I walked out of that Denver airport carrying my luggage. I was played out. I don't know how far we walked. Seemed like a mile, but I know it wasn't. And got home, and about a week later I was out here at Monte visiting my granddaughter. Mm-hmm. And just keeled over.
Mm.
Scared her to death. She couldn't pick me up. But I don't know whether I was out 30 seconds or 30 minutes. She never did tell me. But I woke up, got up, and I was ready to come home.
Mm.
I had an appointment with the doctor down at Meade the next day. Well, evidently, sis had got on the telephone to that doctor.
Mm-hmm.
When I got down there the next morning, he never even looked at me. He says, I've got a room for you up here in the hospital. I'll get a wheelchair and we'll go up there, but I've got to call first and see if there's a room for you in Wichita.
Hmm.
Okay, they got me up there and they put me on a heart monitor and the whole bit. And then he come in a little bit and he says, yes, I've got an appointment for you in St. Francis in Wichita tomorrow afternoon at 12:30. Well, I said, asked Shannon, I says, can you take me down tomorrow? She says, yeah, if that's what it takes. She says, if I can't go, JB will take you. The doctor says, Going from this hospital to that one, you got to go in an ambulance. That is not fun.
No.
But I went in the ambulance. We didn't get there at 12:30, but we were pretty close. And they run me through all the tests and everything. But the one that I could not pass was the last one. And they run that little thing up into my heart, mm-hmm. and they hit a block.
Oh.
And he was afraid to
mm-hmm.
push it out, so they cut me open.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
He said if they had tried to push it on through, they might have broke something, mm-hmm. and then they'd have had to cut me open. It had been an emergency thing, and right. so they did it this way.
Okay. Alright. Well, you came out of that okay.
I came out of that just fine.
Yeah.
And I feel like that if I'd have had this heart attack or whatever it was over there, mm-hmm. they'd have just dropped me off in the ocean and said to hell with him.
That's right. They'd have buried you at sea.
Yes.
Okay, let's come back now to you're coming back to the United States. You've called your wife and your parents. And then you came on back to Kansas.
We came back on a troop train. Now, it was just like this when we was going up the other way in France. Mm-hmm. We took the siding for everything that came along.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw the back door of all the towns that we came through. And I think it took 2 days to go from Camp Kilmer to Leavenworth.
And that's where you got out officially at Leavenworth?
Yeah.
OK. Okay. And then you were coming home, and did you know what you were going to do?
Well, I had a job here, Dodge City.
Okay.
If I wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
And I came back and I talked to Jimmy Dean, and I told him, I said, I kind of think I'd like to work for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went back, and I was a farmer then for about 40 years.
Okay.
And my wife went into the nursing home.